is everyone comfortable? Is everyone, this might be a good time to move around a little bit. If you're not, you need to stretch out a little bit, yeah? Yeah, just to make sure you're comfy here. We got another half hour. Well, thank you all for being very good about sitting very quiet. You're a fantastic audience. These things continue to grow, and so Deb and I are really worried about what we're going to do next year, because we don't want to uninvite any of you. So we have two plans. One is we could have a Christmas Eve party and a Christmas Eve party. You could come to one of those. Or we could vote you out of the house like the UN Survivor. So I'll let you think about that.
Plan A.
Just buy a new house.
Exactly. I had a dream last night that I had a 10,000 foot house. It would have made the party a lot easier to accommodate. Mark, did you?
Mackey Auditorium.
Yeah, it's going to get there one of these days.
What about Christmas in July?
That's right. Oh, yeah. We're also thinking about Christmas in July Eve.
So, June 29th.
It should be July 29th. Or July 23rd. You're confusing me. All right. Well, anyway, the next piece is the Italian Concerto by Bach. And I didn't do my due diligence on the internet to figure out how it could be a concerto if I'm the only one playing. So we have some musicologists in the room. Can anyone help me with this?
Concerto needs to play together. Your left and right hands play together.
So it's being like a concerto. Because you know what a concerto is normally, right? When you call something a concerto, it's usually you have an orchestra, and then they do battle with some poor sod standing up in front of the orchestra who's trying to outgun them with his violin or his clarinet or his piano or something. But it's just me just playing, and it's called the Italian Concerto, so I'm not quite sure who I'm battling against, but maybe it's left versus right hand, I'm not sure. It could be Italians, we could be fighting the Italians, I don't know. That might be it. I think you've hit on something. So anyway, the Italian Concerto is in three movements. Again, please no applause in between movements. And it's fast, slow, fast.